You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today, we're going to talk about saving money. We know that there are many strategies and techniques that can help a person or a family save money, but they rarely work or they're not sustainable. We're going to talk about the feelings and compulsions that keep you from saving money in the way you want. Everyone can benefit from this show. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, why is saving money so hard?
Well, and I just want to add to what you just said in the beginning is that Okay. Even if saving money isn't your, it's not something that you're worried about or you have problems with, sometimes being too much of a saver, or there's other things in your life that this will touch.
Yes.
So stay tuned. This is a really important
yes.
thing. So why is saving money so hard?
Okay.
Because we've been trained to be machines.
Mm.
So if someone gives us a program, do this, 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 and this.
Okay.
We're just expected to go out and implement it. And if we don't, then there's something wrong with us.
Mm.
And then we're taught to blame ourselves because we're not a good machine.
Correct, correct.
When the truth is we never were meant to be a machine in the first place. And we never think that the premise that you just have to be able to follow these instructions is valid.
Right.
But that's what's wrong in the first place.
Okay.
And that applies to so many other things besides
sure.
saving money. But we're gonna talk about saving money and you if you listen, you'll probably be able to apply it to other things in your life right now.
Okay.
So the reality is we're not machines. We're an ecosystem, mm-hmm. and there's negative energy attached to us like toxins in our ecosystem.
Oh, that's well said.
So if you think of these negative energies, they're like toxins.
Right.
So I'm going to use this metaphor because we're an ecosystem and we have toxins in our ecosystem.
Correct.
These negative energies come from our emotional story, which is about our past.
Mm.
And it's not what happened to us in our past, but how we felt about
right,
what
right.
happened.
True.
You
true.
Know, one person's trauma is another person's something that they can shrug off.
Right.
That doesn't make either one of them good or bad.
Correct.
These feelings are negative energies, traumas that are attached to us,
mm-hmm.
but are not authentic to us.
Right, right.
So let's go back to this metaphor of
okay.
being an ecosystem.
Yeah.
When you have an oil spill, it will continue to kill wildlife unless it's removed.
Correct.
And not only that, I looked this up. So this is, I think, is really interesting because I'm trying to relate an oil spill
mm-hmm.
to toxins in your ecosystem or toxins in your essence, which is what we talk about all the time.
Right.
If it's not removed, it will get worse and worse and worse over time.
Mm-hmm.
So the way it does that, so let's say there's an oil spill in the ocean. If the toxic oil remains, it will create conditions for other toxins to negatively affect the ecosystem. So, for example, oil will have a devastating effect on the water environment. You just know that intuitively.
Right.
But what it does, it spreads out over the surface with a thin layer, and it stops the oxygen
mm-hmm.
from flowing to the plants and the animals that live in the water.
Yes.
And so pretty soon, they start to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Their ecosystem is disrupted, and it prevents the photosynthesis in the plants. So the stuff that the plant that the fish feed on
mm-hmm.
starts to disintegrate. It just has a domino effect.
Well, and go ahead.
So I want to relate that to the negative energy in your essence.
Okay.
Because
I have a perfect story for it. I just thought about it.
Okay. Well, that's good. So what happens is when you have that, it gets worse unless you start working on it, unless you start clearing it,
correct,
which is what we do with the ecosystem approach. It just gets worse and worse and worse.
Correct.
So just like oil in an oil spill.
And by the way, I want to say oil has its place. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not giving oil, I'm not saying, oh, don't do anything about the oil. I'm saying that everything does have its place.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I see is that when we don't clean up the toxins of our past, then it bites us in the backside.
Well, there's another part to that, which
okay,
we cope with those negative energies that are attached to us,
correct,
the toxins in our ecosystem,
correct,
by developing compulsions that will numb those negative feelings for a short time.
Mm-hmm.
But when they come back, they're even stronger. Like uncontrolled spending, that's one compulsion.
Yes.
But there's all sorts of compulsions. There's drinking, there's drugs, alcohol.
Yes.
There's
eating.
Just talking too much.
Yes, yes.
There's eating, of course. What else? There's all sorts of compulsions.
Well,
being too neat, being too messy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, saying the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Okay. That sort of thing.
You know what those compulsions are.
Exactly. Well,
and they go from really serious to mild, but they're still difficult.
Exactly. Exactly. Can I tell my story?
Tell your story.
Those of you who've been following us, you've heard me say, I loved my stepfather. He was a good man. And by the way, my mother drove him absolutely crazy, and she drove him crazy with her compulsive spending. That isn't exactly the story. It was the toxins of his childhood that everybody in the house dreaded Tuesday night. Tuesday night was to take care of all the bills. And what he would do.
So he mandated that.
Oh, there was no two ways about it. It is what it was. Or it was, that was the rule. And but what he did was he used the toxins of his past, the dramas and traumas of his past, of not having any money, not having enough food. By the way, he grew up during the Depression. But he would use that to roar if one penny was off. And it always made me think, well, I need to make sure that all the money is in the right places. All the ducks had to be in a row. And by the way, they didn't have to just be in a row. You had to prove it. You had to prove it. And my mother hated the details of it. And so hence he would roar and do all of his things. But then she would also do the same thing to the rest of us in the house.
Yeah.
And it was a form of hell.
It was a compulsion.
Yes,
that was creating problems.
Yes.
And it was around money.
Yes.
There's all sorts of issues around money.
Mm-hmm.
But so the opposite of being able to save money is compulsive spending.
Yes.
And a lot of times that's the inability to say no to family members
yes.
who want things that you can't afford
yes.
or having needs that can only be meant by buying stuff. Oh, that's if you need to make yourself feel better about yourself.
Right.
And the way you do that is buying things.
Mm-hmm.
That's a black hole of difficulty that it's hard to overcome.
Yes.
So here's the thing. We recreate our emotional story over and over again in our lives.
Because, like my father, my stepfather was doing.
Exactly.
Yes.
And those negative emotions demand to be expressed.
Yes.
So by trying to control the finances, he felt that he could save his family from the pain that he had during the Depression.
Correct.
And strategies and techniques at best can only work on one issue at a time.
Yeah.
But those negative emotions, they're kind of slippery. They can go on and express themselves one way or another way.
Correct.
Or another way.
Here, here, here.
Exactly.
Yeah. And sometimes all at the same time. But, that can happen.
So if you get your budget under control for a month, they'll just find another way. And then until they'll just lie in wait. And then when all of a sudden you're stressed or whatever,
correct.
And you don't have the discipline anymore to maintain that budget.
Or then, the ability to control, to be disciplined.
Yes.
Yes. That was kind of a big thing.
You know, for me, my my first wife.
Yeah, not me.
She passed away from, she died of cancer. But the problem that I had, I never had a problem with spending or saving, but I always had a problem
personally.
Mm-hmm. But I always had a problem saying no, and she was very demanding, and she kind of spun it the way that, oh well, you know, I'm here all day with our daughter, you know, you do this and you do that, and I'm bored, and it's your job to, you know,
to entertain me.
And because I grew up that way, repeating the emotional story over and over again, you know, I never questioned it.
Right.
But it
didn't
was
make
really,
sense, but you
it
didn't
was really
question
off.
It.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. And that makes it very, very difficult. And I see how, and by the way, Jason, of course, has told me this story and that story. And I try and look on both sides. And one of the things that I see that his first wife did, she wanted to stop the pain of her story.
Yes.
And how she did it was by, one of the biggest things that she did was she would order a pizza and say she wanted a large or an extra large and then eat one piece.
And she didn't like
she didn't
leftovers.
Like yes exactly yes, so okay something was a little
when
bit
money
off.
Was really tight that was yes. Back when I was in the army and I wasn't making
exactly.
Money
exactly you know, so Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
We shame ourselves when programming doesn't work.
Yes,
the frame of being machine is not true.
Yes,
we recreate our emotional story over and over again, and if we stop it in one area, it just comes in another.
Yes.
Toxics or negative energies in your ecosystem get worse over time. The problems just multiply, mm-hmm. just like an oil spill that's not
correct.
Resolved.
Correct.
The ecosystem approach helps you remove the toxic negative energy so they don't come out in the other areas of your life.
There you go. In the next segment, we're going to go into more detail about how the toxic energies from your emotional story work in your life and how traditional methods to help us with compulsive spending, they don't work. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Are you struggling with truly being happy in life? Do you often question who you really are? I'm Tracy Lynn Wallace, a self-love mentor and life coach who can help you identify and access subconscious blocks to move you into a place of freedom, success, and happiness. Visit inspiredwisdomcoaching.com to sign up for my VIP list and get updates on my exclusive workshops so you can awaken your magic within. That's inspiredwisdomcoaching.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Everyday Living in Peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to go into more detail about how toxic energies from your emotional story work in your life and how traditional methods to help you with compulsive spending don't work. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, give me some examples of traditional methods that don't work even when it comes to compulsive spending that keeps you from saving.
So I looked it up on the internet.
Of course,
and I got a
did.
Whole list of common methods to deal with compulsive spending.
Okay.
And frankly, forgive me, they're all stupid. And and there's so many people out there. And so this is where this idea, I know it's out there and a lot of people maintain it. If you only do this, then
everything will be okay.
Everything will be okay. And it's like they ignore the emotions of it. Just right. Do it.
Yeah.
Don't even think about it. Yeah. Don't get emotional.
Yeah.
Don't screw it up.
Right.
You know, I know parents that are like that.
Yeah.
And they abuse their children with this because there are certain things because of your emotional story that you're struggling with that you can't just do.
Right.
And we understand that.
Yeah.
We have a, you know, that's why we created the ecosystem approach in a large degree, because we don't just say, oh, just do this, this, and this, and everything will be okay. We say, we have to clear your emotions first. And right. And it's not just like you clear it and quick fix and that's it.
Right.
You have to
work on it.
Keep clearing until those things go. And when those things go, there's other things that pop up and other things that pop up, you know.
Well, and you think you have it all figured out. And then, and I'm going to say this is a personal thing. You think you have it all figured out. And then years later, you discover you don't.
Yeah.
Now it doesn't mean that you go back into doing compulsive spending. And by the way, it's not something I actually have ever done. I've done other compulsive things that are the same energies.
Both of our problems has not been with spending or savings. It's always been with partners.
Oh, absolutely.
We've had partners who no matter what we try and do, they sabotage it.
And
they don't make it better.
Well, and until we met each other, we didn't know that that partners didn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
It was really, really interesting. And of course, it was one of the reasons we started the ecosystem approach, because we could see that through removing negative energy, we could change not only the outcome, but also the perspective in which we were looking or the lens in which we were looking at our lives from.
Although we've cleared so much for ourselves.
Yes.
We still have these little compulsions or things that we do, and we're still working on them. And it really, it creates grease in our relationship. It creates a way of being harmonious, especially, you know, we talk about money all the time. We talk about all sorts of things.
Right.
And we can do that. Because we've eliminated so much. And if we went back 20 years, it would be, it was awful.
Yeah.
Because when you're compulsive for anything, whether it's spending money or drinking or eating or, it's, you're out of control and people criticize you for whatever, you know, when you do those things and it feels really negative.
Right.
And, but it's based on this idea that, well, just do this and everything will be okay.
Well, and it also creates this form of powerlessness and the inability to say no.
Yes.
But if you look at your story, you can see why you have that inability to say no, or be compulsive about something. But I have another quick story.
Okay.
And I know I've told this story before, but I'm going to reiterate it because it is definitely connected to money. My mother was that compulsive spender, and she figured out that if the money was back in the account, and this was, by the way, when checks were a big deal, when the money was back in the account, and she could prove it, then my stepfather couldn't get upset. So she would come to me anywhere. And by the way, this was 40 years ago.
When you were an adult.
When I was an adult. And she would come to me and she'd say, Patricia, I need to, tonight's Tuesday or tomorrow's Tuesday. I need to get money back in my account. And I spent a little too much. And so can you loan me money to make sure that the balance was to the penny of what my stepfather expected. And there was two things. One, she never paid me the money back. And two, it was all about her, and I could not say no.
Yeah. And you could not say no because you were the black sheep of the family and you were desperate for your mother's approval.
Absolutely.
And because, you know, it's ironic because you would think, well, if she was the black sheep, she would have just said, well, screw you. You know, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Right.
You know,
it didn't work that way.
We recreate our emotional story over and over again.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Compulsive spending comes from your emotional story. I'm sure, you know, we can look at her emotional story.
Right.
But where there's been trauma and it's created negative energy in your essence.
And those toxins grew and grew and grew.
Yes.
So let's talk about the programming techniques, Jason.
Well, so I got this off the internet. And I know I'm sounding very judgmental, but they're stupid. They are stupid. And once you know what we know and how people really were.
And we want you to know what we know.
Yes.
By the way.
Yes. So for example, one of the first things is only carry cash.
Uh-huh.
I guarantee you, if you're a compulsive spender and you don't have any cash in your pocket, you'll either panhandle, find a way to get that credit card, or go back and get the cash.
Correct. You know? It's true. You'll find a way.
Find a way.
Yes.
Track all your spending. Well, oh my gosh.
Talk about shaming.
It's shaming. You know, for someone who's compulsive, that's like saying you're bad, you're wrong, you've done this, you know, you've been a bad girl, you've been a bad boy, you know, it doesn't help you.
Correct.
Avoid temptation. Oh my gosh. Unworthiness energy, which is underlying a lot of compulsive spending.
Correct.
Is very smart about giving you great reasons for a purchase.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and by the way, and most of them are lies, but that's beside the point.
Exactly.
Yes.
There's no objectivity there.
No, none.
Focus on larger goals. Oh my gosh. Well, if you're stuck in compulsions, it's because there's pain in your emotional story and you're not able to focus on the larger goals. All you can focus on is getting that relief
That instant fix.
Yes.
And also that part of you don't even want to look at the big goals because it just creates how much I failed.
Yes.
Exactly. Or I'm failing. Yes.
Leave your credit cards at home. Oh my gosh. Now, if you're listening right now and you're a credit counselor and you're saying, oh my gosh, well, so what do you do? Well, we're going to talk about that in just a minute. And part of the answer is go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for a free section where we have clearings. We're going to have clearings for today, which we're going to actually do clearings today to change the energy to begin to help you with compulsive spending and financial issues.
Yeah.
And that's the way to do it. If you're helping people with their finances, the best thing you can do is help them with an energy process to get over these emotions.
Because everything starts with energy.
Right, exactly.
And
you can't just tell someone just to do it because they're not able to do that.
Exactly. Here's the next one. I love this next one because it makes me laugh because I know what happens with the next one.
Okay.
I've seen it. Can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
It says, wait a week and
before you purchase
something. Well, here's what happens with somebody who's a compulsive spender. They not only don't wait a week, what they'll do is they'll take the money that they were going to spend on whatever it was they wanted to purchase in that moment, and they'll find 10 other things to spend the money on. And then by the end of the week, there is no money to spend the money on what they needed in the first place.
So they'll buy what they thought they needed, and they justified it to themselves, and they're going to debt even more.
Even more.
I mean, exactly. It's crazy. And then ask for help. You know, I realize, you know, we're in this time of when people have mental health crises,
right.
You know, but we see, and if you're a therapist out there, whatever, we're going to just put it out there. We know that talking about your feelings doesn't necessarily change the energy.
No.
And it may give someone some comfort. It may take down some of the anxiety temporarily.
Yes.
But it doesn't really change the feelings.
Because with the ecosystem approach, we change the energy.
And it's amazing.
It is.
Oh, it's truly amazing. We both had lots of therapy.
Yeah.
And we spent
way too much money on that therapy, and we talked in circles.
Yes, because we knew what the problem was, but we still couldn't make those changes.
And we couldn't figure it out. And that was really a tough one. So are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Traditional methods of overcoming spending are a joke because they don't remove the bad energy. Mm-hmm. When discipline fights the pain, hurt, and trauma of your past, these negative energies almost always win. Right. Self-discipline does not work.
Yes.
And these negative energies of pain and hurt can be removed, but it takes time and knowing how bad energy works.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach is designed to help you remove the bad energies over time so you don't need the discipline.
Yeah, which is interesting. So in the next segment, we're going to talk about things you can do to overcome the negative energies of hurt and pain in your emotional story so you can start to have better finances and actually save money. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Our ability to align with our true highest self and create freedom and prosperity is infinite. Take the journey back to me, a guided journey back to your true self in 40 days with me, Freedom Coach and Oracle Gina Gale Gray. Move from overwhelm to balance, composure, and vitality. Restore connection and compassion. Open your heart and tap into your limitless power within your soul. Begin your journey at anywheremindbodysoul.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
In body, in power, in soul. Activate the spirit within you in deep conversations of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. On Soul Inspired Reflections, Ascension, a humble awakening of the heart. Join me, your host, Gina Libido, every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and has meaning and purpose. Make a choice, be inspired, take action. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show 1-800-930-2819.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about things you can do to overcome the negative energies of hurt and pain in your emotional story so you can start to have better finances and actually save money. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, what if someone is having a problem with compulsive spending but doesn't know about their emotions that are causing the spending?
Well, and first of all, most people don't.
Okay.
We're not taught in this world because of programming. It's,
right.
It's do this, this, and this, and ignore your emotions and just do it.
Okay.
You know, so we have no, we don't have a lot of experience knowing what our emotions are.
Right.
And even people who are emotional.
I don't know what that's about.
Even people that are emotional often, they're expressing their emotions, but they don't know what they are. They can't name them.
That is correct.
I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling hurt. I'm feeling jealous.
Yes.
And by the way, you know, when you start to use the ecosystem approach, you start to have a whole language
mm-hmm.
around your emotions.
Yes.
And things that you never thought before.
Right.
You're all of a sudden you're starting things. Oh, that was jealousy. Oh, that was fear. Oh,
correct.
That was anger. You know.
Right. And in fact, that's been definitely one of the things I have used the ecosystem approach for, is to actually understand what I was feeling in the moment or back then, or, you know, that sort of thing. And I've cleared amazing amount of stuff. And people say, you know, you're different than you used to be.
Yes. We both get that all
yes,
the time.
We do.
For people that have known us for a long time.
Exactly.
But, you know, so we know that in a programming world, the emotions are unnecessary, and the strategies and techniques to say just do it,
yeah,
and everything will be okay is not true.
Yeah,
and if you can do it for a while, it's still not sustainable.
Right,
because when you use self-discipline, what happens is that requires energy to make yourself do something here.
Right.
But usually, what happens is that another part of your life, there's all the stress that comes up,
yes,
which is inevitable, and you have to apply that energy that you use for self-discipline in one sector
correct
into the self-discipline in another.
Exactly.
And you can't maintain both.
Right.
It always happens. But that's why self-discipline, if someone's saying, well, this is how you motivate yourself, you use, you know, or use
right.
self-control, self-discipline, you know, give them the raspberry. You've got my permission. Just say, hey, I know because of the ecosystem approach, that doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly. But the other thing is that when you use the ecosystem approach, these amazing things, you start to see the real you.
Yes.
And the real you, like, I mean, I've said it more than once, multiple times, actually. What happens with the ecosystem approach is we get to see who we really are. And I've never seen anyone not like who they are. It's the negative energy, the toxic energy that keeps us from actually liking who we are.
Well, and so this is how you do it. Okay. You know, typically we gravitate toward programming because it's faster. Do this, this, and this. Oh, I can do that for a day. I can do that for 2 days.
I can do it for two weeks.
Yeah. That sort
yes.
of thing.
Yes. Yes.
But then when it doesn't work, you say, oh, that didn't work. You try something else,
right?
And then you try something else
when you go from program to program to program.
Exactly.
And not to mention, you spend money here, money here, money here, and money here, and pretty soon you've spent all your money on trying to figure out how to fix yourself.
Right.
When the easiest thing in the world is the ecosystem approach.
So when you start using the ecosystem approach, it's slower. I'm telling you the truth. I apologize. I wish it was a quick fix. It's not.
Right.
But the truth is, as you start doing this and start uncovering it, you it builds on itself
mm-hmm.
and it builds on itself. So if
right.
you do it for a month and you do it for 2 months and you mm-hmm. do it for a year and
right.
you do it for 2 years,
right.
we've had so many people that have been doing this for 5, 10, 15, almost 20 years.
Right. And one of my favorite comments from people that they say, you said that things that this would work. And I just want to say to you, thank you, because at first I didn't believe you, but it worked.
people told us all the time, we didn't believe that this would work.
Right.
But yeah, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. you know, so here's some things to do. Okay.
Okay.
Clear the numbness before you buy something. Mm. And then, so numbness is if you don't know what, how you feel, clear the numbness before you buy something. So you want that coffee maker over there.
Okay.
Clear the numbness so I can see how I feel. Okay. Maybe I still don't feel anything, you know, whatever.
Keep going.
Keep clearing the numbness.
Right.
And then clear the numbness after you buy something.
Yes.
And at the very least.
And save the tag, by the way.
Yeah. And at the very least, what happens is that if you keep clearing, you'll start to get these inklings. And so what I see is that there's an anxiety that builds up.
Yes.
And that's not specific enough. I, you know, if you want to go to your emotional store, you need something more specific than that. But there's an anxiety that builds up, mm-hmm. A frustration,
yes.
A frenzy,
mm-hmm.
that makes you want to go spend. And then you spend. And then what happens is that you relax a little bit, at least for a few minutes. Oh, now I got that coffee maker. You know, I'll have coffee now forever. It'll be so much easier,
right,
blah, blah, blah,
right.
Which of course it's usually a lie.
Well, and the other part that I've seen in the compulsive spenders that I know, by the time they get home after buying the coffee maker, the guilt and shame starts roaring up again.
Yes. So clear that. And, yes. and if you don't know what that is, if just a bad feeling,
clear
the numbness to the bad feeling,
mm-hmm.
clear guilt and shame. That's a pretty good start.
Yes.
You know, and what you want to do is start uncovering that emotional story.
Right.
And what that trauma is that makes you want to do that spending.
Correct.
And we've done shows about, you know, uncovering your emotional story. It's all out there, you know, and so here's the other quick shortcut. Okay. Know your Enneagram type.
Right.
If you don't, have any idea what your emotional story is, your Enneagram type, when you know that and it's accurate, it can be a really good help to say, okay,
right.
I'm a six. There's fears and insecurities. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's a starting place.
Right.
You know, what about my emotional story gave me fears and insecurities? Fours, drama, emotionality, need for attention.
Well,
what about my emotional story that made me want that?
And the very first thing I would tell you would be jealousy and the neediness to get attention.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
So whatever your Enneagram type is, you can start to, it gives you a hint about what some of those things are.
Exactly.
And then go say, okay, what is that? How does that relate to my emotional story?
And in that, when you're using the ecosystem approach, then you can realize, those aren't energies I want to deal with. So I'm going to use the clearing at the end of this particular show today. I'm going to use those. I'm going to start there.
So the clearings we're doing today are specifically
for money.
For money and saving money.
Yes.
So if you go to our website right now, we're going to go through these clearings really quickly. Of course, this show is recorded. You can play it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for the free section, mm-hmm. you're going to get our newsletter on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And that has all the clearings. They're all written out. The processor's there.
Yes.
All these things are right there. And you can just do that over and over and over again and keep going.
Right.
And so do that. And if this, you know, say, oh my gosh, I know discipline doesn't work for me. I've got this problem with money.
Mm-hmm.
I want some help. Then start listening to our show every week.
Yeah.
Because we talk about the ecosystem approach and how it applies to different parts of your life,
mm-hmm.
and they apply to almost every part of your life. It does. It applies to everything.
It does. There's nothing I haven't seen it do. And I want to say one more thing, if you don't mind. If it isn't money that's your problem, but you have problems in other areas, where we're talking about money, plug in what that problem is.
Yes.
And do the clearings this week.
Exactly.
Yes. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Programming keeps you from knowing how you feel about anything, especially why spending.
Yes.
Using the ecosystem approach is the slowest, but the best long-term way to save more money and overcome the need to spend.
Correct.
Problems with spending and not saving always comes from your emotional story.
Mm-hmm.
Start there. The ecosystem approach teaches you how to put it all together and be in control of your spending and savings.
There you go. So we're going to, Jason's going to talk to you about how to do the clearing. And then in the next segment, that's exactly what we're going to do. And then I'm going to talk about how to use life force energy starting, well, in just a moment. So yes. Jason, go ahead.
So here we go. And your posture doesn't matter. When we say to eliminate, think what we say to eliminate, whether it's veils and illusions, barriers, mm-hmm. or specific emotions, shame, guilt, fear, mm-hmm. anger, mm-hmm. frustration, and gather those things up in your mind's eye, in your imagination, gather them up and blow them into the processor. Jacob's putting a picture of the processor up right now.
Thank you, Jacob.
And imagine going into that trash can.
Yes.
It gets processed and it comes out neutral. So right. those negative energies of fear, shame, guilt, right. unworthiness, overwhelm, frustration, anxiety,
all those things
can go into the processor and they come out neutral.
And then after that, what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force energy, the most powerful, and by the way, the most powerful and the kindest energy that we all have access to. And if you start connecting with your essence, this life force energy will help you not only be a better person, but help you understand why you are compulsively spending or why you're compulsively eating. Or in other words, it can apply to everything. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon that life force energy. We're going to have it come in through the top of our head. We're going to have it go all the way through our body. We're going to stop it at the tips of our toes. We don't want this negative energy going into the earth. There's enough toxic energy there. We're going to turn it around and we're going to pick it up, so to speak, with a breath, and we're going to blow it into the processor, because the processor is the way to have that negative energy become neutral. So with that said, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you get started clearing so you can begin to save money or overcome compulsive spending. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you get started clearing so you can begin to save money or and or overcome compulsive spending. So, Jason, you ready to get started?
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see how I'm feeling before I want to spend money. Is it anxious? Is it unworthy? Is it depressed?
And clear it.
Clear those barriers. Take those barriers in your mind's eye, blow them into the processor.
And Jacob, of course, is putting that up right now. Thank you very much. So I'm going to shorten it up just a little bit and to eliminate the barriers so I can see how I'm feeling after I spend money. Relieved, happy, relaxed. In other words, start learning about yourself.
Yes.
Nice and easy. Take a breath. And throw all those negative energies, throw them in the processor. And by the way, if you can't see this right now, just use a garbage can. The rule is whatever goes into the garbage can does not come out.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that I have around spending money and savings money. So take those feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that you have right now. You can't be objective when you have those. Take a breath, blow them out.
Good, 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 good. And to eliminate the feelings of fear and hurt and shame that comes from owing money and or not having enough money. Nice and easy. Take a breath. That's fear and hurt and shame. Throw it away. You don't need that because it's blocking you from the clarity that you need and want.
And to eliminate all the numbness I have around my feelings about money, savings, and spending.
Yes. Take a breath.
Maybe there's resentment. Maybe there's anger. Maybe there's shame.
Correct.
Guilt.
Right.
Maybe there's entitlement. You know, we see that a lot, but
yeah, we do.
But a lot of people don't see that in themselves.
Yes. Yes, that's true. And to eliminate the numbness I have around my feelings about money, savings, and spending. Did we just do that one?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Let's go to the next one. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that there are many feelings and emotions around money and they all can be cleared. Take a nice breath. You know, Jason, one of the things we didn't talk about, and I want to touch on it. We didn't talk about money in a relationship where money can be a make or break a relationship. Because people can't communicate. And the bottom line is that.
Well, a lot of times if you overspend and like your mother, she kept it a secret from your stepdad.
She
know, and that doesn't work.
Nope.
You
it
know,
it doesn't at all.
And so many people think, well, that's the only way to do it.
Yes.
You know, I would out myself.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Veils and illusions.
Yeah, and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that traditional methods for handling money don't work because of the feelings.
Exactly.
They're kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
And throw that negative energy away.
Of those barriers, yes.
Yes. And to eliminate the feelings of fear and terror that I have around all my money issues and feeling like there's never enough. That, by the way, is an energy. Pick it up. You don't need it. Throw it away. Throw it away.
When you get rid of the energy, then you'll find ways to get more. Okay.
Exactly.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that all my problems with money have their root in my emotional story.
True. Take a breath. And to eliminate my intense resentment because I'm told I lack discipline when the truth is my emotional story is the cause. Open up that emotional story. Use the ecosystem approach to get rid of that emotional cause. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resistance I have to seeing that discipline is not sustainable and fails often.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that I shame myself and so do others when programming doesn't work. Take a breath. Oh, wait a minute. There's another part of it. Because I'm not a machine. And the reality is no one is a machine. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that my Enneagram type is a starting point to understand my emotions around money.
Yes.
Another great starting point. Take a breath.
and to eliminate the barriers so I can see that my Enneagram type is a starting point to understand my emotions around money. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that starting with my emotional story or my Enneagram type starts my clearing process.
Yes, I love that. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that using the ecosystem approach is the way to sustainability for all those money issues, compulsive issues that I have. Take a breath. Throw that negative energy away. Jason, are we ready for life force? Here we go. And I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. And starting today, so I can see that my obsession, compulsion, and neediness to use money as a way to keep me from seeing what I need to clear and get rid of. It doesn't work. Take a nice breath. Pull in that life force energy. Let it go in the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. Stop it. Turn it around and ask it to get rid of negative energy you don't need anymore. You're done with it.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to have a relationship to my money in a way that is positive and sustainable.
Take a breath. Pull that life force energy in. Let it fill up the places where the old ideas and the old fears and the negative energies were in my body about money. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can trust that using my emotional story and Enneagram type is the best way to clear my money issues. Take a breath, everybody.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus my attention on clearing, mm-hmm. not discipline, for all my money issues.
I love it. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and have clarity, have creativity and hope and understanding of how my emotional story affects me every single minute of every day, and how, yes, things have happened to me, but I don't have to stay stuck in them, including the guilt and shame connected to all of my money issues. Pull in that life force energy. Let it go all the way down to the tips of my toes. Stop it there. Turn it around and blow out any negative energies that are keeping you from what you want starting today. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
This is going to be epic. I know that word's used over way too much.
Okay.
But we're going to talk about health in a way that you've never heard before.
Yeah.
And it's going to answer some of these questions. It could change everything that you know about health and how the body works and why we get sick.
Right.
You know, we've had so many, you know, I've had my first wife died of cancer. My daughter had cancer when she was 14. Mm-hmm. We've all had experiences with cancer. You don't just catch cancer. You don't just get it. It's not random. It's not, oh, bad luck.
Right.
And if you knew that, you know, I keep watching, we watch the Hallmark Channel with mom because, you know,
well,
that's what,
because
she does.
It keeps her from being agitated.
Yes. And there's a lot of commercials about St. Jude's.
Yes.
Which is a hospital in the East Coast.
For children.
Mm-hmm. And they talk about how awful it is for childhood cancers. Yes, it's awful.
You've been there.
Right.
You've seen it.
Right.
Firsthand.
But here's the thing. There's what we're going to talk about on our next show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about why those things happen. And not only why, but what you can do mm-hmm. to really help get a good outcome.
Right.
You know? So it's not like some sort of percentage. Well, it's 80% chance that that doesn't tell you anything. We'll talk about that next week.
I love that.
Next week, it's going to be amazing. You're going to learn stuff that you might not even agree with it. You might say, I can't believe that. But all the stuff that we've been hearing about health has been kind of, doesn't make sense.
Well, and I'm going to say,
you don't catch cancer, you don't catch a cold.
And I'm going to say there's some truth in some of the things that are said out there, but for the most part, the perspective on it is not the truth at all.
Yes.
And we keep doing the same things over and over again, expecting different results and not getting them. And then, of course, being disappointed and so forth. And we, especially as parents, we take those things on.
Yes.
It doesn't serve not only us as parents, but it doesn't serve our children either. So it's a really big deal.
Yes. So, if today touched you in some way, if you're saying, oh, I'm struggling to save money. Oh, I'm struggling with compulsive spending. Oh, you know, this is for you.
Yeah.
This is your sign. This is your knock, your nudge from the universe that says, okay, you need to take a different approach. Mm-hmm. Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free section. You get our weekly newsletter and all the clues are written out for you.
And by the way, Jason oftentimes will make jokes about me in the newsletter.
So
he's really good at it though.
So you've got a it's not long, but it gives you something that you can work with. Mm-hmm. And so do those clearings over and over again. If you're having problems with money, this show especially is going to be really important for you.
Yes.
The ecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for that free section. Do that right now.
Exactly.
And then the other thing is just listen to our show every week.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You know, we tell you about how this works in so many different ways.
Right.
And then we also have our Facebook page, mm-hmm. the ecosystemapproach.org. If you go there, please like us. You know, it's all a lot of videos are right there. You know,
right.
Every week with the videos are posted there.
Exactly. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.